Violence has continued in the Central African Republic despite the inauguration of a new president. The African Union mission, known as MISCA, and French forces are trying to help restore stability to the country. Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the United Nations Human Rights Office, says the security situation in the capital, Bangui, continues to deteriorate with targeted assassinations, increased violence and criminality on the streets.
There are reports that anti-Balaka militants are extorting money from small businesses and individuals. On Sunday, a member of the National Transitional Council, Jean-Emmanuel Najarua, was assassinated in front of his residence in broad daylight, weeks after two of his children were killed. Houses of Seleka ministers, that's previous ministers, including that of the former Minister of Justice, have been looted. Two magistrates were attacked, with one wounded and taken to hospital, while another managed to escape. Also on Sunday, the Rwandan MISCA component intervened to stop a mob from killing a Muslim man accused of attacking a woman.
Rupert Colville says UN human rights workers in the country also conducted a mission to border a town about 100 kilometers north of Bangui. According to Colville, 92 people were reportedly killed in the town between the 30th of January and the 5th of February in tit-for-tat attacks on religious grounds.
Upon the departure of ex-Seleka from the town on the 29th of January, anti-Balaka launched an offensive against the Muslim population of Boda. Young Muslims from the town then retaliated in a killing spree and by burning down businesses. The human rights team found houses scorched and the population displaced and very much split along religious lines.
What is particularly worrying, Rupert Colville adds, is a climate of complete impunity illustrated by public statements from anti-Balaka militias claiming responsibility for the crimes they have committed.
Such brazen admissions are furthering the culture of impunity and encouraging more people to resort to violence. We're also concerned that some members of the National Transitional Council itself have made public statements within Parliament which could instigate intercommunal violence. A number of MPs, for example, reportedly stated that the brutal lynching of a man on the 5th of February, during which his body was dismembered and burned by members of the army, the FAKA, was justified, which clearly it was not.
Mother Nature is not helping either as the country moves into the rainy season in March and April. There are over 900,000 internally displaced people, IDPs, in the Central African Republic, including about 100,000 sheltering at the airport in Bangui. Jens Leke is spokesperson for the United Nations Humanitarian Agency, OCHA.
We've already seen some heavy rains in the beginning of this month, which had a very dramatic impact, for instance, on the IDP camp at the airport. So we urgently need additional funding. There was a pledging meeting in Brussels last month where different institutional donors and European Union member states generously pledged quite a large amount. $207 million were pledged to that conference and other events, but to date only 26% of that has been committed to humanitarian action.
As the crisis continues in the Central African Republic, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Antonio Guterres, is visiting the country to see firsthand the situation on the ground. Derek Mbata, United Nations.